Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
Back to life, back to reality, back to a place and time. However do you want me? However do you need me? However do you want me? However. Y'all remember in Belly when they were doing that?
I mean, that song always makes you think of New Jack City.
Right? Ooh, ever do a Belly.
Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready?
I mean, I think Belly was inspired by New Jack City for putting that song at the beginning, right? Because isn't that song is from New Jack City?
No.
It's Steady, are you ready?
Maybe it's a different beat. We're gonna
actually, you're right.
That's like
probably because New Jack City, they didn't play that song. You
should. No, that was too positive. I remember the New Jack City song, but I don't remember.
Okay, you're probably right. I believe you.
My son is named after Nino Brown. That's
right, right. So you would know.
Listen, I'm like, they didn't play. Wait, they played Facts of Life. No, they didn't play it. I looked
Anyways, we are going off on a tangent without saying welcome back to We Watch Too Much TV, Season 6, Episode 1.
That's the
we
point.
We are your hosts. I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Tanea.
We are real life best friends, as you can see, because we just went off on a whole tangent.
Sorry.
Instead of sticking to the program and getting to the start of the show.
But it's hard sometimes. It's your best friend. You just be talking like, so girl, and then...
That's just how it is. But we've been doing this 6 seasons in now. We're getting started with our 6th season. Thank everybody who's been tuning in. I went on a trip last week into Baltimore and met a guy who subscribed to our podcast.
So many people have like asked me about the podcast. I'm like, yeah. Y'all listen to my little podcast.
We are back. For anyone who is new, like and subscribe, rate and review, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV, and TV is TEA, like a cup of tea with the letter V. And we do respond. We're excited to be back. Tanea is our social media manager, and she is very on point with her role.
You know, I'm going to respond. If you say something, I'm going to respond back. I want to be more interactive this year. I don't know about lives, because lives are hard because of the time zones.
Yeah.
We'll try. We'll see. I was thinking
we're on the same time
zone. We're on the same time zone now. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about our summer. What has changed?
Well, for one, you are given a beautiful black, is it April from Spider-Man?
I don't want to.
Mary Jane?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mary Jane. I don't know where I got April from, but Mary Jane from Spider-Man. It's giving like Mary Jane meets modern black Velma with the glasses. But it's cute.
But I love the red or orange arbor. My cousin was like, you love that hair. I do. It's part of me.
It's beautiful.
Every braid, every weave. I tried to do my own red hair, kind of broke off. So I think we're going to rinse it next time. But yes, I love it. Thank you guys. Let me know if you like the red hair. Doesn't matter if you don't. Keeping it anyway. How was your time away? What'd you do?
Baby turned 1. I'm 1 year in this game of motherhood. It is not getting any easier. Aspects.
Yes.
But it is still, it's every day is a beautiful challenge.
Yes.
You know, just staying alive, keeping a job, little bit of travel, nothing like too major. I went to Jamaica, which that was nice and fun. And yeah, so it's still technically summer. We're in the last days of summer.
It's hot. It's 80 degrees. I have the air conditioner on.
Thank you.
I'm like, ugh.
Thank you, Earth, for, you know, giving us at least a little last minute inches of some nice weather before we all go into
the fall. I love fall.
We still love the fall. You can layer up. Wear different fashions, nice fashions.
Trench coats.
trench coats, all types, you know, just kind of play with your look a bit more because it's that time of the year.
It is. And I love New York in the fall. I love the leaves. I love like the trench coats, the jackets. I'm excited. And fall TV comes back. All my shows are coming back on. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to get a free trial of Disney Plus just so I can watch Hocus Pocus, my annual
If anybody
ritual.
want to share a password with my best
If
friend,
anyone
please
wants to share their
comment.
Disney Plus
Please
password,
DM us.
please.
Let's do password for password, y'all. Okay,
Like, come
I
on, because
believe
they
in that.
playing games out here. They
Yeah,
playing, they really,
it's
really
going
playing, and you got to be real selective with who you're choosing to spend your dollars with. And that is why I do not know how great the studio is and why it won all the Emmys, but apparently it's great.
I'm gonna
But I'm
do
not gonna pay for
all of
Apple
that.
TV Plus because I already bought an Apple TV. So at this point, I should have it. But you telling me I gotta
Understand
buy
why
Apple
that's not
TV
free.
and pay for Apple TV Plus, and I'm not doing that. And I'm paying for this app and this app and this app until you get a cluster of really good content that I'm like, okay, I have to watch. I'll pay for it. But as of right now, that hasn't happened yet.
No, I usually renew when the loop comes back on because I love Maya Rudolph. That's my show. So I renew and then I keep it and then I cancel
Well, you could catch up with all the shows and then.
it. So I wait until loop because I love that show with Maya Rudolph. But why don't they have just a bundle of streamers? I would like that. Everybody get together, figure out a price, and let me pay once.
It's called cable, but you know. But on that note, we are here because we love watching television. It's what we do despite life's stresses, how crazy the world can get, how busy a day can be. We still will make time to watch TV.
Don't know about you, but it's been saving my life. TV's been like
Yeah.
my, this has nothing to do with what I'm going through. Watch television. So,
I have realized my obsession with House Hunters. It is so deep that I subscribe to Discovery Plus just so I could watch every season of House Hunters and House Hunters International. And it also gets all the, you know, some of the other content off of, you know, Food Network and all the TLC, you know. So I'm able to watch, you know, I started back with my show Mean Girl Murders. I talked about that a couple
Oh
seasons
my God.
back.
Yes.
And Mark watches, I call it space talk, but he watches stuff about black holes and outer
With
space.
Neil deGrasse Tyson and stuff.
Yeah, all of that. And that's on like the Science Channel or something like that. But we have like Nat, you know, Discover and National Geographic. And so it's a lot of good content on there. Nothing for kids really, but that's what YouTube is for. We are so blessed to be millennial, the millennial generation of parents, millennials and Gen Zs, because we just have so many resources and easily available. YouTube keeps my daughter entertained all day. All day. But y'all want to know what we were watching while we've been away. I know y'all been waiting. I know y'all waiting to talk to us about what y'all been watching. So with that, let's get into our weekly grab. You like my globe?
Really like that it's pink. I was low key like, where should get that from?
Home goods.
Girl, we are in
Right
that
at the checkout line.
TJ Maxx, right before I get to the cash register, is a
There's
motherfucking
always little gems there. You
devil.
know, they know how to reel you in.
Especially for my dog son. I'm like, oh, he need this song.
You know, oh, you need this little bed. No, he
No.
don't. Okay, what's first on your weekly grab, best friend? What documentary?
Okay, because you know we start with a documentary. Now y'all know, okay? The way Jamison likes House Hunters, I like documentaries. I like to know real things that go on. That's why I know random facts that nobody thinks I know. This one was on the, is in the Warner Brothers families on an Investigation Discovery. They do some of the best crime docs. Like when something real happens, they do the best research. It's called Ruby and Jody, A Cult of Sin and Influence. So about 2020, these young white kids in Utah, a little boy knocks on his neighbor's doors. He asks for food and hungry. He's covered in cuts. He looks very malnutritioned. The neighbor calls the cops crying, like, this, I can tell this little boy has been abused. He's letting me know his sister is stuck back in the house. The cops run to the house, get him, rescue the sister. The sister's scared in the closet. She doesn't even want to come out in 2 hours. They figure out that the kids are two of the six kids of this vlogger called Ruby Frankie. Back in the 20, like 15, 16, 17, she had a vlog about her husband and her six kids. They were Mormon, lived in Utah. People could tell she had abusive ways in like the documentary. Like when her kids would act up, she would take their bed or she wouldn't feed them. And people would be like, that's not a normal punishment. And she would think it was okay. She was just not a great mom. Started getting sucked into this like life coach with this lady, Jodi Hildebrandt. This lady was an undercover lesbian. I know undercover lesbians. She was an undercover lesbian. She basically created this group called Connections. She would get couples, but then get the wife to convince, but then convince the wife that the husband is sinning, the husband has an addiction, the husband needs to leave. You need to take the kids from the husband, and all the husbands are abusive. So she would pinpoint powerful women and convince them your husband's lying, your husband's cheating. So everybody thought that these kids were getting abused and the husband left. The husband was brainwashed. He thought he had an addiction to pornography that he never had because the wife and Jody was like, you're bad, you need to move. The whole time they moved, they were treating these little kids like slaves, had them in the desert, throwing rocks at them. The two of them aged out. Two of them were living with this random woman. And then the two younger ones were literally tied up in ropes. Long story short, the documentary was just giving you more insight into the story because I didn't know that Jodi Hildebrandt was such a manipulator. They had other husbands whose wives joined this connections group. All of the wives took the children away, would act like they would want to get intimate with the husband. Then they would take pictures and be like, oh, the husband's trying to rape the child. It was such like mental manipulation. They had the niece of Jodi come. She was like, my aunt's been crazy. She's been like that. And it's just so sad. They actually started changing the vlogging laws for kids. So I think in the state of Utah, if you want to vlog, you need like permission and you have to have like a court system. But both of those women are in jail for child abuse
Where they belong.
where they belong. And I just love when I learn different because I heard about the story in the news, but like those kids are going to be scarred forever. So F you, Jody, F you, Ruby.
I can't watch stuff like, like things, certain things like child abuse,
Yeah.
rape. I just, it's like, even if I see things that are like, if I'm scrolling through a timeline and I could see something that's getting towards like a parent just being overly aggressive with their child, I just go right because I don't even want to. It's like I can't because it is enraging and
Yeah.
infuriating. So but there's I don't know. That just sounds like a lot of weird stuff going on over there.
Utah, Utah. I ain't
Not
going to
even gonna talk about Utah.
listen.
We are moving on.
Something happy. What's
We're moving on.
circling
I
your
mean, it's
Utah?
not so much happy, but the first on my weekly grab is a documentary. It's the only documentary I have on here, even though honorable mention before I go into my actual weekly grab one, I did watch all two parts of Charlie Sheen's new documentary on Netflix.
You did.
It's
I
actually good.
want to
Yeah.
hear. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
he just has a really entertaining life story, and just hearing him talk about it, because Charlie Sheen is very unapologetically Charlie Sheen. It's just it was cool. So I watched that, but the one I wanted to talk about is what happened to Jussie Smollett.
Now that one, I was like, I'm gonna avoid. I'm
I
gonna
wasn't
avoid.
gonna watch it, but I saw some people talking about it online, and I was like, you know what? Let me check it out, because I did interview him earlier this year or last year, and he couldn't talk about it, but I got a sense of he just kind of felt drained from the situation, but he was still standing firm in his innocence.
Okay.
That was the whole vibe I got from him through the conversation. And it was a good interview with him and Mona Scott Young and Vivica A. Fox for a movie that they did together. So also seeing the, because Hollywood is very high school. Like if you did something, you will get blacklisted. Ain't nobody rocking with you. So
Nope.
to still see them working with him and him still just having relationships, I was just kind of starting to think like, you know what? Maybe like he really is telling the truth that he didn't set himself up with this hoax hate crime. So that's what intrigued me to watch the documentary, from just seeing what people talked about it and then having a own personal encounter with him, where it made me want to just see now, let me see all the facts put together. And just from everything, what happened to Jussie Smollett? I still don't know. I don't know if he is lying. I don't know if the Nigerian brothers are
Title.
lying.
What?
What happened? I don't know. At this point, somebody is lying. Either Jussie's lying or the Nigerian brothers are lying.
And that's all the feedback I got, that you couldn't really, nobody nobody had a thing that said it was
And what I would
clear.
say, what really scarred Jussie, right? Because, like, you'll see that in the documentary, there was just certain things, like, if he allegedly got jumped and hate crimed and his ass beat, how you came with the sandwich from Subway's just fine in the bag. Then when the cops came to the apartment, he had this like perfectly looking noose around his neck. And they're like, why is that still on your neck? He's like, I just wanted you to see what happened. And they're like, you can take it off. And then the whole, like after it was all a big story in the news, and then he still did the concert, and he's just like, I'm the gay Tupac. They didn't even really put that in the documentary, but I remembered it. I'm like, he was just doing a lot of theatrics. But then now when you get to the Nigerian brothers, there is could be some motive of them lying, right? Like they were just sh regular trying, they were extras on Empire, right? That was the show.
Yeah.
They were extras on Empire. So they had, and then one of them worked with Jussie as a personal trainer. So there was a relationship there. But at the same time, like these guys are, they're just regular guys. And
Yeah.
so if there is an opportunity for them to come up, whether that be choosing to lie on somebody, that there's a possibility. But I just don't know why. It they're still not, something's not being said if they are lying, because regardless, the trackers of like their cell phones and their Uber rides, it still put them in this location where Jussie was attacked. And it's like, why else were they there? However, there was video, surveillance video that was edited and altered to kind of clip out the white man in a hoodie, in a jacket that like flashed across, like it was like a hotel or a nearby business, where Jussie said he got attacked by two white guys. And it's like, is now the other thing is too, is the history of Chicago PD being like crooked and stuff.
Yeah.
So did they want to set Jussie up to look like he lied? Because they were already upset with the message that he was given with Black Lives Matter and all of that. And, because it was still like Blue Lives Matter and all, police
Yeah.
have been
It happened
upset.
around 2021,
This
2020.
was 2019,
Right, okay, right before COVID.
right before COVID. So it just still leaves a lot of questions. But ultimately, Jussie was what? Not exonerated, but like the charges ultimately were dropped.
Yeah.
He did serve like a month in jail. But ultimately, the latest of the cases that the charges were dropped. So it was like they don't have enough evidence against him. And you watch the documentary and you literally say what the title is. What happened to Jussie Smollett? Because we still don't know. But it's unfortunate if he didn't lie and he's telling the truth. And this just put such a stain on his career. I mean,
No
he's
way. It
still out here.
does.
He still has relationships. He got engaged
Got
and.
engaged. He's gonna be on the new season of Special Forces, the show on Fox.
Where they compete.
When the people do like the army thing, and
Did
they
it
do.
start yet?
No, it starts in like 2 weeks. I think it's.
Okay, yeah, I like that show. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, it's good. They have a good cast this year too. Like Eva's gonna do be on it too. Eva myself.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna
Yeah.
watch.
I think what he went wrong is, why Chicago? If you have money, are you going outside for a sandwich? If you would have did Uber Eats or DoorDash.
Right.
Like
He said
any normal
he
person would
always would
go
go. He said he would always go and get himself like food if he was hungry, like any regular person. And that's what he liked about Chicago, is that he could still go kind of But yeah, again, right. Why are you going out to, because it's like late at night. Why, it's cold. It's February. Why are you going out to walk to get a Subway sandwich? Like, I definitely would have
For a
DoorDashed that.
restaurant, okay. Subway, bring that ish to my damn door. So yeah, but I'm happy you watched it because the moral of the story is I don't have to because you still
Right.
have questions. So you don't believe him more or less.
I do believe him a little bit more after seeing the part where it looked like the surveillance footage had been edited. And so it's like, well, why would they do that? And why would that not be take why would that be taken out and not taken into account? You know, I gave everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Still don't know.
Next on your weekly.
So next on my weekly grab is such a good kind of a one of my favorite new shows. It is based off my old favorite new show, The Office. They say it's a spin-off. I really don't think it's a spin-off.
Are you seeing a correlation?
I do see the correlations, but I feel like they're trying to tell their own story. It's the paper. It's on Peacock. I know people feel a way about, oh, remakes, don't do it, don't mess with it. I loved it. I watched all 10 episodes in a day. One, The Office is one of my favorite shows. It's my comfort show. You know, people say you have a show that you've seen and that you keep watching over and over because you know what's going to happen. So that's The Office. I go to sleep with it. If it's not Dateline, it's The Office. Weird. I know. Don't judge me. I'm even listening to people get killed or Jim and Pam fall in love.
Like what?
I'm diverse. So
Balance.
I'm a unicorn. Okay. So the paper is basically they start by trying to check in with Dunder Mifflin, which was the company in the office, but of course they don't exist because it's the new year. Who buys paper like that anymore? They end up finding out that the company sold the paper to another company that they now own the newspaper. But the accountant from Dunder Mifflin, he works at the paper in Ohio. So basically, it's a work documentary, just like Abbott, just like Parks and Rec, just like The Office. It's diverse, which I love. It's more than one black person. I'd be hating these shows when they could be one black. They have like three or four Hispanics, an Italian lady. It's just really funny. I love dry humor. Like, I like stupid humor. It's very funny. I love the premise of it. They have a lot of will they, won't they relationship stuff, but they also are just like, think about a newspaper. When's the last time you read a newspaper?
Gang of
Exactly.
New York.
For free. So they talk about the reality of like, you don't read newspapers. How do you get your news? How do we make it interesting? So I love it. I just think it's a good show. They don't have the like, that's what she said yet, but I was telling just people in the like office TV realm comparing it too much. It's the first season. The first season of The Office is bad. You have to get through the first season to like. I tell people that all the time. You're not gonna like The Office if you base it off those first six episodes. They have a lot to grow. They have a lot of different
Right.
story arcs. But it was a stupid show. It was a silly show. It made me laugh. I love Dietrich, who's Melvin Gregg. He was in Snowfall. He's like a really famous like black actor. If I show you his face, you've seen him before. But I like seeing him in kind of this element. But 10 out of 10, I love the paper. It was a very good balance after watching the cult documentary about those two women.
Yeah, you need some balance with just the morbid documentaries that you
We're gonna watch
my
them
the
too.
only thing I do is just a periodic episode of Mean Girl Murders, and I have to just like turn it off because it's easy to go to the, you know, I'm behind, I'm catching up with season two and they're in season three now, so it's easy to just let it go to the next episode after I watch one, but I'm like, this is too dark, I'm gonna have a nightmare of getting chased. So yeah, you're gonna have to get some balance because you don't want to end your night, even though you
Oh,
fall
yeah.
asleep to Dateline. But okay,
Definitely.
I could imagine what is manifesting in your dreams and you falling
I
asleep.
feel like it keeps me safe. I feel like I'm alert because I watch so much Dateline. Maybe it makes me a little more anxious, but like I don't go anywhere and not look behind, like who's following me,
Yeah,
the
which is
corner.
important.
I have photographic memory, so I could go somewhere, one place, and know exactly how to get my way back. Thank you, Dateline. Okay. But the
Okay.
paper. 10 out of 10. I think if you like The Office and you watch it and you don't think about The Office, you'll like the paper.
I'll probably, I don't know, eventually get to one episode. I do like The Office, but I'm not like an officer, you
I
know,
know.
like I don't, every time I like The Office enough where if it was on somewhere, I could just get into the episode. Or if you're traveling and that's the only thing worth watching, it's like, okay, I'll watch The Office, but I don't choose to watch The Office
I have
because
an office game. I have an office game.
Oh my
I have
God.
Office Uno and I have an Office book.
I didn't know you were this much of an Office fanatic.
Love the Office.
That's crazy.
Okay, but yes, I do love the Office.
Okay.
I have a game. We can play it. I can bring Uno. It's very fun. But yes, I have Office. Five Below. They just had everything Office. I bought stickers. I bought a
Fair.
Dungeon.
It's cute. I mean, like me with Harry Potter, but Harry Potter's a classic. So, you know.
What's your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is a reality show. Of course, you know I love reality television, and there is a new show on OWN that is filling my, need for good quality reality television with black women. So I will say, y'all know I love me some Love and Marriage Huntsville, but it is like this season is just a bit more, Melody is
Melody.
gone, and it's just like something is just like missing.
I was
But I
gonna say, do
already
you
had
miss
gotten put on.
Melody? Do you miss her?
I
Can
do. I think
you fulfill
that,
her
I mean, but
puzzle?
I totally understand why she chose to leave. And I think in her leaving, it's proven the point. Like, I mean, what's the show about without Melody? So we'll see. But Heart and Hustle Houston, it follows a group of women in Houston, Texas, all going through different dynamics in life. One woman works in PR, Latoria. She works in PR, but she's single and trying to date, but also trying to heal. So she shares her therapy sessions and even had her therapist come sit in with the group to help kind of mediate and talk to them. Then you have, it's so funny because you know I'm like trying to learn everybody's name because I don't know everybody's
You
name.
gotta write it. One day my friend, I'm gonna remember somebody name on a show. She's like, what's that
No, it's gonna take a while. It would take like a while, and they only in their first season.
girl name? 3 seasons. By 3 seasons.
But there's another woman who is her husband died. Like, they were married, had a beautiful love story, married for a couple years, had children, and then he just died. Like, he just had like a heart attack or a stroke and died at like pretty young. He was like probably like 40. And she was it's devastated her, it's devastated the family, but she is in a place where she, I guess, is trying to move on, and she starts dating a guy that is 30, and her oldest child, her son, is 24.
Okay, how
So he clearly has an issue with it. He has some resentment that's got picked up on camera, so it's like they are trying to work that out. And she had to just come to the realization, like, I'm putting the man before my kids, because she had a scene with the boyfriend, and the boyfriend's like, you being too easy on him. And it's like, you're not recognizing the whole dynamic here. Like, these kids lost a father. I am now dating again and somebody who's a couple of years older than him. It's just like, no. So she had to, the latest episode, we see her like choosing her child and breaking down, because it's like, like your son is grown, but he's still your baby. And in that moment, you even see him be that baby to her, like, yes, mom, I just kind of want that affection from you. So it was really sweet. There's another woman who it's like, ma'am, at this point, because now we are in, I think, episode six, and she still don't want to say what it is going on with her marriage and why her and her husband are sleeping in different rooms. And when the producers are like, well, what did he do? She's like, he broke my trust. They're like, well, what did he do? She's like, I'm not ready to talk about it. At this point, it is very
No,
clear
he
that
cheated.
it is infidelity. Just say it, because if you're gonna come on this show and put it out there that you and your husband are in a rough spot and you're sleeping, she's putting all of this out there, even with the group. The ladies know they're sleeping in separate rooms. Da, 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 da.
But they can
So
know
just
everything but
say that
wild.
it what it is, like you trying to drag it out, like you damn Erica Jane on Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we trying to wait till the big reveal at the no, girl, you not that. This is season one. Hit us where it's at. Bam, my man's cheating on me. We trying to work it out, but we sleep in separate rooms. I'm with you. But it's like she's like being so coy and stuff when she's with the group or when the producers ask, and it's a little annoying. But I'm still like, just now at this point, I'm like, okay, well, I'm waiting when you gonna finally say what it
And
is,
watch
which
it
we all
be
know
this
what
much.
it is.
It's gonna be this.
It could be that not only did he cheat, but it's who he cheated with, which will make it more juicy. But I don't know. Regardless, then there's like confrontations with the ladies, like this new girl, Shaniqua, came in. She's clearly the friend of, but it's like they just had a problem with her coming around. So one girl, Ro, she kind of She from the other side of the track. So she was like coming at her, like, why are you always coming around? And she's like, because I'm worth coming. Like, I just like that she was able to just clap back. And then she came with receipts because Latoya was trying to act like she didn't know her. And she's like, girl, I hired you for PR a couple of years ago. So I like that she's standing her ground and didn't, because you know, a lot of times someone who's the friend of or just kind of comes to the group, they can get bullied out.
Of
But I like
course.
that she was like, nope. And you just gonna have to respect me. So I love the dynamic. I love that it's all black women. I love that it's a new city. You know, we're seeing Houston. Houston is also a buzzing city, so you're able to kind
Shout
of
out to Houston.
shout out
Everybody
to
I know is
Houston.
moving to Houston.
A lot of people keep moving to Houston. Not me, but people. And so if you want to get a insight into the scene and just the lives of some professional black women in all different areas, married, divorced, breakup, widowed, dating. Watch Heart and Hustle Houston.
Is this a
I actually,
Carlos King thing?
no, honestly, it's not Carlos King, but I
Okay.
wish it was. I wish it was my guy. Shout out to Carlos. Carlos. Shout
Carlos.
out to Carlos, over there doing his thing. But what's next on your weekly grab, best friend?
Last on my weekly grab is a movie, a feel-good movie. I like that, like Hulu, I think is a little quicker than Netflix to get certain movies, especially smaller independent movies. Those are my
Yeah.
thing. They had a movie called Nice Indian Boy. It stars Karan Soni, I hope I'm saying that right, and my girl Zarna Garg, who is the famous Indian comedian. She has like started her comedy career at like 40. Just decided as a married mother of three grown children, I want to do comedy, and she is hilarious. So here's our special guest because she's gonna listen to us talk about our
The way
TV.
the show is gonna be all clipped, edited, they're gonna be like, what is going on? Listen.
But shout out to our editor because he's gonna do his thing.
Shout out to Muhammad.
Muhammad about to do this.
Yes.
Okay, so.
What is last on your weekly grab, best friend?
Last of my weekly grab is a beautiful independent movie that's on Hulu. I think it started just within the past 2 weeks. It's called A Nice Indian Boy. I'm gonna mess up these names. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're gonna say the names?
Karan Soni, Sunitha Mani, and my girl Zarna Garg are like the main actors. I think it's based on a play. Basically, it's a Indian family, older sister, younger guy, traditional Indian family. The sister gets married. Of course, the son is like the prize. It's like when you're gonna get married, but he's gay. One thing I love about the movie is him being gay is not a problem. The family loves it. They accept him. It's just kind of one of those liberal things where they don't talk about it, but they all know that he's gay and they accept him. He moves away. He meets a white guy who was adopted by Hindu parents. And kind of knows the Indian culture. He goes to temple, he prays, he speaks Hindu. So they have like a relationship, but the doctor is kind of just more shy. The white guy's more of a lover. He's like, I don't care. I want to meet your family. I want to meet everybody. It's just a sweet rom-com. I have not really into Bollywood. I've never really watched
Yeah.
many Bollywood movies, but I really like the family dynamic in most rom-coms. I love that it doesn't matter what culture you are, it doesn't change. It was
Yeah.
very funny because the mom is a comedian. So she would watch like nothing but Out TV or Gay TV and be like, look, this is what you do, right? She like the guy and the boyfriend came and she had on this, like, I hope this is a real reality show because I want to watch it. It was kind of like a Bachelor, but for gay men. And she had the guy's shirt said babe, and he was a twink. And then she's like, look, I put in the twinks for you. And then
Yeah,
the white guy's
that's
like,
hilarious.
whatever. And then the doctor was like, oh, I actually treated him. He died. And then in the show, it shows that he died. But it's a beautiful rom-com
Okay, that
about
sounds
love.
funny.
It's very funny, but it's also sweet. It's a rom-com
Yeah.
about love, choices, the pressure sometimes, like being a family that you're in, puts on you and how to overcome that. But like I said, Zarna Garg, I don't know if you've heard of her. Indian comic. She didn't start comedy until she was in her like 40s. She's
I love it.
a family comic. She talks about being Indian, not doing arranged marriage, the pressure she knows she puts on her kids to be super smart. So she made the movie that much better. But just a nice heartwarming. When you watch something like Jodi and
Yeah.
Ruby, it was the
Yeah.
best way to wrap up that night.
Yeah. No, those are always good. And especially when it's like you kind of just come across it like, okay, let me just check out this movie on Hulu. And then it ends up being something that you're like, oh.
Yes, I wish I would have
So,
known about it if it wasn't theaters. But what's
yeah.
last on your weekly grab?
Last time our weekly grab is a cooking competition show.
Right.
It's the first season of Family Recipe Showdown, hosted by the Octavia Spencer, with the reputable Duke Chase of Dookie Chase in New Orleans, the iconic, legendary. I had to look it up because they talk about it in every episode, but pretty much like his grandmother kind of helped really kind of pioneer the restaurant. And it just turned into this hub to go to for Black people, civil rights. A lot of they would have civil rights meetings there. And over time, it just became this reputable place to go to. So Beyonce and Jay-Z ate there, Obama, Bush. So he's the co-host with Octavia Spencer. And each episode is three families. And it's rooted in the South. So that's why they have Duke Chase, because he's from New Orleans. And then Octavia Spencer, I can't remember where she's from, but she's from the South. So, and she says it, she's like, I don't cook, I eat. So
I love that.
each episode is three families from the South, different parts of the South, Virginia, Texas, Louisiana, South Carolina, all over. And you know, it's all about what Southern food is known for, family, tradition, recipes that you pass down. So each they're given the challenges each episode. The first challenge is something that, right? Is it where they bring in the guests, or they'll bring in a guest? There's always a celebrity guest. The last episode was Tim Gunn. They had the first episode was Reese Witherspoon, Al Roker, what's her name? That was from Orange is the New Black and Color Purple. Brooks.
Brooks.
Danielle Brooks, and Candy Burris. Everybody's from the South. So then they'll come and they'll say what their favorite recipe is, and then Duke will give a other one of what was his favorite in that, versus if it's in the theme of being fried food, or if it's in the theme of soul food, or in the theme of a roux, which is like, you know, making the soupy broth that you cook something in, or whatever. So the first challenge is all three teams. One team gets eliminated. Then the last challenge is the two teams, and then the one team that wins gets $10,000. And
So it's
you're
a
just
different
seeing,
team at each episode, so they don't repeat the
yeah,
team.
no, they don't
Okay.
repeat. It's a new teams each episode, and you're just seeing family cook together. Some of them are sisters. Some is like mother and child, which are cute. Brothers, cousins, or it could just be even like neighbors, like just some type of family type relationship, because you have to be that close if you're cooking together. And so you're seeing people with their own spins and what works and what doesn't work. Because Viola Davis, like I'm Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, like me, doesn't like spicy food. Which, of course, a lot of Southern people always want to just add hot sauce and pepper and all of that. So she'll always say, like, you didn't need to add that much spice, or don't add spice. I'm not a spice person. And then you'll still see them do it anyway. And it's just like, so now you're gonna lose. Like, but it's really good. You know, I love cooking competition shows,
Does
and
it
this
make
one
you
is just like,
hungry? Because I'm hungry thinking about it. I'm like, what
girl,
am
I have to watch every episode. It took me so long to finish it. It finished like over the summer, but I just finished it the other day because I have to make sure I'm fully, you know how, that's why I don't be watching a lot of cooking stuff, because I love the shows, but I have to make sure that I'm full, or maybe even nibbling on something, because you're gonna want to eat.
Girl, the way I want some fried chicken right now, I'm not gonna eat it.
Yeah.
But I really want
They
some
had a
fried
fried
chicken.
challenge. So one person did fried chicken, somebody did chicken fried steak. Then you'll even see it's really diverse. So you'll see the one family, they were from Vietnam, but you know, they're from the South. But the parents came from Vietnam, but the kids are grew up in Mississippi. So their food is like a fusion. There was Indian people there. So you would see these fusions of how they incorporate their cultural food with the Southern food. So they had did a like a deep fried egg roll, but they did that plus another type of deep fried egg roll-esque food, and they had asked for a fried food and two sides, and so it was like they overdid it on the fried, and so they lost, and it was
Yeah, that's a lot of fried. I
right.
mean, I think fried on a plate. No way.
Yes, but it's a good show. I like it. It's wholesome.
I'm gonna watch it.
I hope that they continue it. I know Octavia Spencer is busy, 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 but if they could like keep that going, where they could even do holiday versions, you know, and because that it's like everybody loves Southern food. Southern people are known for cooking, and you can see these are not professional chefs. These are just regular everyday people like my mom. If my mom went on there, and she could potentially win because it's all about just what how you met the challenge and if it tastes good,
You gonna go
and
on
impress
now?
the judges. So it to me, it's like open for everyone. So I would like to see this show continue. Family Recipe Showdown. I'm able to watch that on Discovery Plus.
Are you gonna go on the show with your mom for
Oh
season?
no, I would not be the child to take. No. If she went on the show, she should probably take like my brother Vince. He's the cooker of the six of us. But I don't even know what that dynamic, because it would be cute to watch, but at the same time, Vince is crazy. So I don't know how they would, but I mean, he actually is very likable. So that would be very interesting
TV.
to
They
watch.
always want a good character, good TV.
Yes. And so now with that, we're going to get into anyone that's new. We have different segments. So that was our weekly grab segment. And now, first of all, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review. Follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV.
Give us
And
recommendations of what you want to watch. And I hate when people say they don't know what to watch on TV. I literally tell you,
we're
me and
telling
my
you.
other friend literally tell you every week
Right.
what we
Right. A
watch.
little weird documentary, some reality television, and a cooking
Oh,
competition, and some house hunters. Let's just like.
hello.
But since this is our season premiere episode of season six, and we did just go through a whole summer of stuff, I wanted to give a few minutes to give some honorable mentions. If there was anything that you watched that you couldn't fit into your weekly grab and you just wanted to shout out, we did wrap our show before Drag Race All Stars
Yes.
had, I think, even started.
It didn't even start yet. I don't even think
Right. So I wanted to give a shout out to Ginger Minj. I felt that win was well deserved. I know it was disputed with people saying that Georgia should have won. I think that Georgia's time is coming. But if you look back at the whole totality of the competition, she didn't carry the way Ginger Minj carried it. And I think what shows with Drag Race, especially in the All-Star seasons, is that seniority matters. That wisdom comes with age, and just know how to really play that game. And time and time again, sometimes you'll see a younger queen win on All Stars, but for the most part, in recent years, we've really been seeing those seasoned queens take the crown. And Ginger Minj deserves, period, dots. Did you
I
have
watch All Stars.
an honorable mention? I have one more, but I'll let you go if you.
Well, my honorable mention technically doesn't count because it didn't come out over the summer, but I've already started binging the Great British Baking Show, and I'm just happy it's back. It's my favorite show. I don't really watch the cooking shows, but Great British Baking Show,
British Baking Show. I like the celebrity one.
never missed. I do want to shout out the show. I love that they kept Allison, the black woman. I love her. Noel is a staple. Paul is a staple, but I just love the show. And every time I watch it, I have to eat pretzels, so I don't order cake. So that's
Right,
my.
exactly. Yeah, you gotta eat something because it's like the last honorable mention. I think I do this every season premiere because we always start around September. And the Gilded Age just ended last month, and that is just like the best show. This season, it just gets better and better. Season three was really amazing storytelling, especially as it tapped into the roots of colorism and classism within the Black community. Because we're seeing that overall, and then you'll see it even with like among the races, but within the own Black community. And Felicia Rashad ate that role up, playing that elitist mom. Then seeing what's the daughter's name? I mean, she's based on the Vanderbilt, but basically the mom kind of forced her into an arranged marriage with the Duke of Cambridge, so she becomes the Duchess. But this is all Mrs. Russell, who's really the loosely based off the Vanderbilts, and her quest for just power and social climb. And so of course she wants her daughter to be a duchess. And even though the daughter was in love with another guy, but it was just like, girl, we going the way she manipulated it to make it happen how she wanted it to happen. So you're seeing that. And then the son, he's fallen in love with the chick across the street. I'm horrible with names, and they up to chick across the street, somebody named Mary or something. But
That girl.
And again, the fashions. I'm always just so intrigued by the fashions, the way they just really make me want to put on an 1892 dress
With that big white wig,
and
with
the
the little curl.
cage corset. Like, all of it to the nine. Hello. So shout out to them. Shout out to our honorable mentions, but we back now. So as we're watching shows, we will be able to share.
Real talk, real talk.
So we about to get into our piss poor performance.
Is where we piss on people who have pissed us off on television, whether
Whether
it's
I'm
a
a
real
baby.
person, imaginary person, reality TV star. Maybe it's a show we pissed off. Maybe it's a decision. But this is what we call our piss poor performance.
Oh
Listen,
my
this is what it's like being a mom, okay?
God. Okay, this is
My
real life
child be
here.
in the room alone.
This is
Perfect.
real life. I have a 14-month-old, and you got to keep eyes on them because they don't know
That
nothing
Reba
about
song?
nothing.
I'm a survivor.
I always just think of the movie Baby's Day Out. First of all, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I
Love, and she is in the very much Baby's Day Out phase where it's just crawling into danger and it's just like,
movie. You got a baby. Oh, you got to baby proof the hell out your house, huh?
it still doesn't work. It doesn't work.
There's a kid.
There's it's it like the only room that's like fully baby proofed is her room.
Yeah.
But it's like still like now she learned how to open the closet door. Or today I'm like when they're quiet, you gotta go see like what's going on? And I'll glance at her and she's like just eating a strand of hair, a strand of my weave that she pulls out whenever she gets a chance. And if she finds it on the floor, it's like, like how you gonna baby proof a strand of hair?
Yeah, you can't.
It's that's what I'm saying. So it's just like just certain things like it's just you gotta just still just keep an eye on the child. But thank you, millennial parenting, and I got the Ring cam. So it's like sometimes like I'll just still be watching her, but in the other room, and so then I'll know to come in, but I'm still just always being gotta get up every like 10, 15 minutes just to see what you doing. What are you doing? If you're not,
This podcast
unless
was
she's in her crib,
yeah.
which is my favorite, which is what where she just was, but she decided to wake up and start crying. So now it's like, all right, here we go. We gotta thug this out for the next couple of minutes while we close out this show.
Listen,
But
we
I'm not
close.
pissing on my baby. I love my baby, but we gonna piss on some of these people on the television. So who's on your list, best friend?
Am pissing so hard and long on Kendra Lacari from Unknown Number, a catfish scandal. This show has went viral. When I post this clip, everybody's gonna know what I'm talking about. To have the audacity as a person, then an adult, then a parent, to not only attack kids, 13, 12-year-old kids, introducing them to sexual language that they don't know of because they're 13 and you're talking about sexual perversion, but you do this to your daughter. You tell your daughter to kill herself. You tell your daughter to kill herself. One, you was obsessed with that boy. They should have got you on pedophile charges, but I think they didn't because she wasn't texting the daughter's boyfriend personally. Two, you was jealous of that daughter. The daughter, I think at the end of the documentary, says she still wanted a relationship with her mom. I think when she watches it and she like gets older, she's gonna change her mind. The lady only did to jail for a year and a half. She can't speak to the daughter till the daughter's 18. I think that's like next year. The daughter's like 16, 17. This happened when the girl was 13. 13.
I haven't even watched the documentary. I am a bit intrigued, but I keep hearing what everyone's saying online.
Oh.
And it's just like between that and the other documentary you were talking about at the start of the show, it's just like I don't understand why some of these
Everybody should not be
people
a parent.
are just sick. Sick.
We're trying to say it, and if you're picking up what we're putting down, you're picking up what we're putting down. But when I say she has mental issues, you can tell she was very jealous of that daughter. That daughter is beautiful, and that woman like an ogre. That woman is
Yeah, she
ugly.
looked
She's
rough.
ugly, okay? And I hate talking about people. She
No, but right.
ugly.
Sometimes the shoe fits.
That daughter, she
When
wanted
you
to
look
beat
like that,
her.
you the least you could do is be nice.
She wanted to be that little girl. She was jealous of that little girl's beauty, her popularity, the attention she was getting from men. The mother was lying about money. Even the cousin said that that girl always wanted attention. She said, no, she Kendra always wanted attention. If we were at a bar and we were like talking to guys, let's say we're talking, she would get up and dance so you can go notice her. She was not meant to have no kids, especially no damn daughter. I pray that that little girl gets therapy. My favorite thing, and another thing, if you're on TikTok, they have like videos of people filming their family and friends watching them reveal it's the mother. It's so funny. One guy was like, that motherfucker. The funniest thing is watching people be like, what the? Because you just,
What?
when I say she just deserves the forever piss poor performance, you are a horrible person. There's no, and then she was like, oh, I want people to forgive me about my trauma. There's no trauma that you could ever go through as an adult.
She
That
still
wasn't.
wants to be forgiven for her trauma. That sounds very narcissistic.
I think she thought that she was gonna do this much better. Nobody has had a positive like think piece about her. And there's so much other things that because there was an article written about it where they were like things you don't know. A lot of parents told the cops it's Kendra. They didn't want to believe it. A couple of people said it's the mother. It's the mother because she was a weirdo. And even the son, the little boy was like, she was just super nice to me. She was too nice to me to be just like my girlfriend's mom. F you, pissing on you every episode. You're a horrible mother, and I hope you never get to see your daughter again. You could go.
Damn.
That was just horrible. Just mental health is real. Struggling
Right.
is real. And then because it stopped, she was like, she didn't start it, but she kept going. So you weren't going to stop until what your daughter harmed herself.
So from watching it now, I know you said mental health, but what else would you say is at the root of her having a motive to just do some sick stuff like that to her own child?
Jealousy.
Was there something from her childhood that happened?
She didn't go through with it. She didn't give too much of her opinion on like she just said she had trauma. She said she was sexually assaulted, trigger warning, at 16, 17, and she was afraid it was going to happen to her daughter. So what she thought she was doing was preparing her daughter to not get assaulted.
Yeah, okay. So definitely mental health, but yeah, I was saying that I knew it's like, was there some childhood trauma there or something? Because yeah,
That's
something,
what she said, but to
because
tell,
hurt people. That's
yeah.
a lot of what we see with things where people especially are doing just mistreatment to towards children. Something happened to you as a child, and now you think you have the right to inflict that same pain to someone else, if not worse.
Yeah,
So yeah,
so that
sickness,
was funny.
but I'm
Pissing on her.
love the kids. Kids are innocent. They
You know, little
don't
girl. Her
know.
dad had her back. Her
They
dad.
don't know what they do. Okay? I believe the children are the future.
Right, Molly?
Let them hide away. I'm here for my daughter being pretty. She
Yes.
totally took my face, remixed it, and multiplied it to the T, but better. I'm not mad. Go ahead, because she is still a reflection of me.
Imagine you trying to like to break up your daughter, her first love.
No, that's crazy. I
Horrible.
just don't want him to be no YN,
No.
but I'm
No.
here for whoever Marley chooses to fall in love with, right, Mama?
I Who you pissing
Daddy
on?
said you can't until you're 40.
No, girl. Well, guess what? Auntie Nanny taking you to the club. Be getting
Auntie
your birth
Nanny.
fake
No,
ID.
she's
I'll take you
not.
to
Okay, so on my piss poor is honestly an unfortunate. I feel so bad to have to do this because he is my goat. He's our goat. He is the goat.
Yeah.
But CT of the challenge, my guy, you have fallen off of your throne. We didn't even need to see it. Like, if anything, this really could have been the season you chose to sit out. I know a lot of you, like CT and Nisa, they are career challengers, you know, because it's like that's how they pay their bills. So I get it. But if CT knew he was not physically up for the challenge,
He can't
like,
be so quick.
then because what happened this last episode, not this most recent episode, because the new one already came out, but the one before episode five, he didn't even, so it was they had to, you know, one of those challenge over water. They gotta, it's high above water. They have to climb up this ladder, catch these rings, and then solve a puzzle and then come down the ladder. CT, there was a flashback of when CT last did it on one of the previous challenges and he fell really bad and he did have to get emergency, you know, ambulance out,
He left the season,
and he
right?
left the season early. Yes. So he has trauma. That plus his weight gain. He
On
said, he said,
that low ass ladder.
he said, I'm 45, I'm over 300 pounds, you know, so there's that. But he, what you're seeing is he didn't even try to get, every time he would like kind of climb up the ladder a little bit, he just would just drop back down. And it was clearly purposeful. It wasn't like,
He was too scared to go
yeah,
up.
he was too scared. And it was just so sad to see because it's like, this is CT we're talking about. Lo and behold, the girl does the challenge by herself. He, like, from the water, looks up to help her solve the puzzle, I think. But regardless, they still lost because he never went up the ladder. So now they're in last place. And
Oh.
what is it? A girl's elimination week. So she has to go to the elimination and ends up losing to Olivia and got sent home.
CT.
Turbo was so mad before even the elimination. Remember, he was mad because CT didn't try. So Turbo confronts him. They get into it. And you know, Turbo, once he's hot, he's like, I don't care, you lazy fat ass.
No, Billy, no English. You are bad. You go home, you go
Yeah.
bad.
Our Turbo don't play that. He don't play that.
She's the black
So,
girl, right?
huh?
Was it the black girl he was a
The
partner with?
black girl, Lekka.
Lekka.
She got sent home because CT ultimately. And so now with this most recent episode, it's like what I'm also getting from CT is like he's kind of like cracking jokes and making light of his weight. But you can tell,
He's insecure about it.
I think he should take some time off. Like, regardless, you're CT, you're gonna be the GOAT. You're always gonna get invited back, but just literally take like a season or two off. Just focus on yourself. It's not even about losing weight, really. It's just like I feel like there's something deeper going on within, just because of the way he's acting. Now, granted, I know we all change as we get older, we get it softer, you know, life has done life you up, so it's like, but it's like something still seems a little bit strange with how he's acting. It's a little more of like he's trying to just make light to like put a mask on.
I do think he's funny. I've been watching a lot of like the challenge TikTok. Been sure. I wish they would bring back like the podcast and have him host
Yes.
or involve him, but maybe not so physically. I don't think he should take TJ's job, but I do think there's
Right.
a place for CT to be there if he doesn't want to be physical, because I enjoy CT in a different way than Bananas. Like I can watch CT. He's not obnoxious. So
Yeah.
he
When
finds
I
me.
and what I will say is, since you mentioned bananas, because seeing him do that this season, bro, it's old with the hit on girls thing. You are legit like 50, pushing 50. You got the Botox, and it's just like every season you just kind of make it your thing of like flirting with a girl. But at this point now, it's a bit creepy because of the age gap. It's like, come with a new act. I would rather him. You gonna wave? Wave. Yeah.
Yes, and bye-bye bananas, because he got eliminated.
Say bye bye
Bye-bye. She broke
bananas.
the mommy's hand.
Yeah. And then my other just squeeze in on the piss poor is going to Love Island is blind and too hot to handle because I am tired of all the hot young people dating competition shows where they break up right after the season airs. Shout out to Nickelandria. I love what they got going on with their
Never
brand.
watched the show, but we love y'all.
Yes, very
Never
cute.
watched it.
Very, very beautiful
Don't
couple,
understand.
but at the same time, everybody was talking about Love Island, and I tried. I'm like, what is? I tried to watch it, and I'm just like, no, like
It's too long. It's
it's
too
too long. Why am I in that
long.
watch? It's like a Big Brother, like for young hots
And
that.
they keep kissing it for everybody.
Yes.
They just keep switching and kissing. I love the premise. You know what I love? Social media, because I ain't gotta watch it. I just
Right.
watch.
We
Social media.
all know. We all know what happened. Huda was crazy. Huda, Huba, whatever, was a crazy girl. I already know.
Yes.
Over it. So just tired of it. I think I'm done. Because remember, I used to watch Love is Blind. But I
Oh,
was.
are you gonna watch the new season that's coming out?
No.
The
Oh,
guy,
no.
the black guy eats his boogers, and he admitted that.
Oh, my God. No.
He said on his interview, "I eat my boogers," and if you, black. I wish I was making this up.
Oh, my goodness.
Over it, right,
So.
Marley? This
Yeah,
is
she's like, no.
so
But, you know, let's get into who we're actually rooting for with our yes segment.
I
We got a few minutes left, but
yes.
she's antsy.
He's ready to go. I am rooting for Mr. Corey King, Mrs. Corey King,
Yeah.
the star from RuPaul's Drag Race season 17, 16. There's so many. 17,
Seven.
17.
I mean, not a star, but
I
I would
think
say
that's
he's a breakout star.
well, Corey King. I am talking about Corey King more than I'm talking about On Your Nerve. Corey King is on my timeline more than On Your Nerve. I think Corey and Vanjie remind me of the same person. Corey knows his niche. He's not the most polished queen. He's not the most lip-syncy singy queen, but he's funny. His skits on Instagram make me die. Two things I'm thinking of yesterday at the Emmys when he came like Michael Jackson. And it wasn't like the best makeup. That's what the funniest.
Wait, that was him as Michael Jackson?
You
Oh, I had no idea.
didn't know he was Joella as a Labubu and Corey King came like Michael Jackson.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, we're gonna have
This
Bahamas.
episode is going to
We're
be
gonna edit this.
different because it's me, husband is out of town, so it is mom by herself and the baby woke up. I was banking on her staying on in her nap, but no, she didn't. And of course she's cranky and hungry, and just the time didn't work on my side today. So I sincerely apologize for all of the gaps.
But this
It'll
is real life, and this is why people like us, because we're real. We're real. Anyway, love Corey. I just like his star power. I think he's going to find his niche. I think he's going to be more in comedy, like less in drag. But he's just been making me laugh, like making fun
yeah.
of people, his videos. So shout out to you, Corey King. Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Law Roach and how he has just single-handedly revived Project Runway. Like he is now Project Runway, period. And just one season, not even a full season in. Season still pretty much still fresh. And the way he has just zhuzhed it back up, it's just everything. He is totally in his element. I'm just so happy with his success and seeing where he is and just what he represents as like a black person from like the hood. Like he's very just like himself at all times. Like, yeah. So love what he's doing. Love this season. I don't like how they are dragging it each episode with like, oh, wait to see who goes home
Yeah,
next
I don't like
week.
that. I don't
I
like that
really
they
don't.
tell you who goes
It,
home the
sometimes
next
it's okay
episode.
with the cliffhanger, but you're doing it every episode
Every
now. It's like you're trying to
episode.
make fetch happen, and it's just like, stop trying to make fetch happen. Over it.
Laura's so good that you even forget that this is Heidi's first season back. Because nobody's talking about Heidi being back. Everybody's talking about Laura bringing
Yep.
the oomph back to the show. Nobody talking about
Period.
anything else but Mr. And I love him too. I think it was perfect. I love him and Christian. I love him and Heidi. I like his energy. Nina's been gone the past couple episodes, but I haven't even noticed because Law's
Haven't
different.
noticed, never, and I'll be honest, I think I've been saying it for years. I've been was saying like they needed to clean house, and I get Nina's role, but I do, but the episodes where she's been on, I think Law is bringing something out of her,
Yeah.
like a little bit more personality, or maybe if she got feedback from the producers, because it's like it was just so dry before. So overall, I still wouldn't mind if Nina left. But
Who would you replace her with?
I would say get rid of Nina and bring back our girl Elaine.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that's too much black on the panel, but she's qualified. It's the same. Isn't Nina Garcia an editor of
Chief of style, but
right? So journalist stuff. So that's Elaine Welteroth. So I would bring back Elaine.
and get rid of Nina. I guess it's even white and even black, because it'd be two whites, two blacks.
But that's just too much black. You already know, too much black for the fashion world. They ain't
Giving
gonna
us
do that.
one. They give us one.
Only one black, and then the rest of them is in the contestants.
But the show is good. I like even the editing. The commentary is shady and funny.
I'm loving those twins, and the one who has now stepped rise to the occasion, but he
Antonio,
was feeling
fire
like he was eating every chat, and it was just like, what is that? And he would be
that nasty
so offended.
thin thing with the thong, and Nina was like, why would you? He was like, I'm gonna win. It's my week. I got it. Now here's
It's the
the
delusion that is just so, I'm like, okay. But the fact that he has now risen to the occasion and now he's doing good, it's like, okay, all right.
And VJ hates both of them.
Yeah.
VJ's like, how about when
So, but
we
also
don't work
justice
together?
for what's his name? James McLean.
Don't say just the first name. It's
James
Joseph
McLean.
McLean.
Joseph
Joseph
McLean.
McLean. Sorry, Joseph. We're gonna tag you.
And they kept calling him Joseph, by the way. And he
He was
didn't, the
like,
judges called him
no.
Joseph, but he didn't say that. Joseph McLean.
He's
Joseph
like,
McLean.
no, it's Joseph McLean.
I feel like he should have lasted longer than what was the Asian that, what the hell was that?
You
That he
should.
did on the
Yeah.
streetwear challenge. And then the la I was just like, boy.
Some horns out that sequence.
The cutout holes in the shirt, like my mom in 1996.
Then just do some green on it. Just
Like it was, but I like how
no,
honest he was.
Mama Joan and that ugly ass pattern, that
And
atrocious.
she said it, she's like, I needed Christian because he would have told me not to get this damn print.
It's so good
Like,
this season.
yes, yeah, so it's a good season. Shout out to Law Roach for just reviving Project Runway. We totally needed it, especially since they got rid of all the other good fashion competition shows, and I don't know why, but
One
we need Next
now.
in Fashion back. And Heidi, you sold out Tim Gunn, but Making the Cut was a great show, but it's cool that you're back on Project Runway. And now, for that, we are gonna get to the close of our show with some positivity.
Like to bring you balance here, and we watch too much TV. We talk a lot of crap, but we want to end on a good note.
Always.
So my quote is, believe in yourself. Do the difficult things while they are easy, and do the great things while they are small. From Unknown.
My quote is, I don't know who needs to hear this, but start living. The days are flying by, and all you do is work, pay bills, and stress. Enjoy what you can. Walks, sunsets, music, laughter. Joy doesn't have to be expensive. You deserve it. And on that note, come on, give us a little. I got cookie all over my hand.
Oh my God.
Okay, so yes, time to go. You're eating my contact lenses. Okay, say bye, Marley.
Y'all off. Love, abundance, hair bundles, and the cutest little 1 year ever.
Season six.
See y'all next week.